Yeah, it was good for him to play last year, definitely. You know, he obviously gained some experience doing that. He's come in and worked extremely hard. He's been here for most of the offseason before April 7th when we started. He's a guy that's a very competitive guy. It's important to him. Football is really, really important to him. He takes the coaching well, and, you know, he's had a good spring. Yeah, those guys have done a really good job. You know, we used to talk about this a lot, George and I, that, you know, second to quarterback, probably center and tight end are the two hardest positions to learn. Because at tight end, you're involved in all parts of the game. You know, you have to be knowledgeable in the passing game, obviously, in the running game, and we use them in protections too. So that's not an easy position to learn. And those two guys, along with the other tight ends, I think, including CJ, have really come in here and learned well and done some really good things. Like everybody, they've had their share of not so good moments, but they've had a lot more good moments than they have had poor. Rephrase that for me.
As in, you know, some of your younger players that you need to get proper evaluation on.
Right.
Depending on your assistant coaches, because they're working with them on individual drills and some things you might not be checking. But
yeah.
Your relationship and how you work with them to trust what they're telling you to move on, and like we need to keep going.
Oh, I think these guys do a really good job of teaching and evaluating. We talk about the roster every day, regardless of whether it's a young player or you know, a player that's been in the league for a while. We evaluate the roster every single night when we watch the tape, and how is this guy fitting in with our system? How's he playing? How's he picking it up? How's he competing? How is he as a teammate? Is he coachable? Yeah, we talk about that all the time. And this is a staff of guys that all have good experience, and we're really, I believe, at this point, working well together. You know, just like any staff. You know, it's not like it's a bed of roses every day. You know, we all have strong personalities, and we have good debates in the staff room. But at the end of the day, I have a lot of trust in the assistant coaches and what they see and how they teach and how they coach.
So you look at those slot corners you mentioned, and then the first couple guys, how important is it not to have a drop-off to that next group that hits the
field? Say that again, James. What position?
Look at the, I guess, more or less the depth of the secondary.
The secondary. Right. Right, and that's another good question. I think that, you know, with our secondary, we've moved guys around quite a bit. We've moved, obviously, with Jonathan out for the spring. We've moved Kareem into the slot, like I said, and we've brought Boye in, and we've brought Albert Mack in, and we've brought Josh Victorian in, and all of those guys have done a really good job. So to this point, we're always going to do what's best for the football team, but I believe that we have a very competitive secondary, and we're still evaluating where they all fit. A lot of those guys, like, for instance, Albert Mack, he does a really good job on special teams. So he's a guy that's involved in a lot of different parts of the team, and, you know, to this point, I've been happy with where we're at in the secondary. Yep. Yeah, in Lewis and Clemens, you have guys that have played a lot of football. They can play in the box. They can play in the deep part of the field. We've got a young guy back there that we drafted in Lonnie Valentine that has done some decent things. So, you know, we've got Eddie Pleasant and Shiloh Keough that have really competed hard in the offseason here. And, again, are guys that are competing hard on special teams. So, you know, we have a diverse group of safeties back there, and they're all competing hard. And, you know, just probably the same would be said for every position out here. Training camp will be the true test for all these players. You know, I don't think so, Tanya. I don't think he has a leg up because of that. I think that he's come in here and he's worked extremely hard. He's come into work every single day since we signed him. You know, when we signed him, I think he went home for like a couple of days, and he came right back, started working, started studying. And you know, I don't think he takes anything for granted. And I think he's come in here and done a nice job to this point.